Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
Welcome to episode 30 of the Front Row Podcast. I have Tyler Briggs and Stephen Burns. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks again. Good to be back. It's very good to be back. 30 episodes, buddy. Yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. One milestone after another.
That's,
new logo, too. I would just like to say that I love your logo.
Thank you.
Nice rebrand.
That's sharp.
Yeah, I like it, too. Who designed the logo?
A friend of ours named Leah Dooley. She did. She's a
oh graduate. Right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I graduated with Leah actually.
Shout out to Leah.
Yeah, yeah. She's good shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking off, just offline. So when we're talking about the Kansas City T-Bones, about their rebranding into the Kansas City Monarchs.
Quick question before you get into that, the Kansas City T-Bones, is that that's the American Association? Like, they play against the Goldeyes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So sorry, I just wanted to make sure. Anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, they're rebranding from the T-Bones to the Monarchs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to touch on that, Stephen, you can.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. There is a lot, like, there's been a pretty big push lately, just from baseball in general, to kind of have the Negro Leagues stats included. Like, the MLB just officially adopted their stats into, like, all-time MLB stats.
Oh, no way, that's great.
So, yeah, so, like, certain guys, like, if a guy hit, like, 450 there, in a season, he would now have, like, the highest single-season batting average sort of thing. It's kind of cool that they're doing a lot to kind of connect to that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and then I think it's cool that, I guess their main headquarters museum's in Kansas City, like I said, offline before, and, they decided to rebrand. And
so the Monarchs was that their name back in the Negro League?
Yeah, when, like, Jackie Robinson and a few other players played for them.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty cool. Yeah. I think it's cool, and it's cool that they're doing it in partnership with them, too. And, you know.
There were some strange team names to begin with in the American Association, were there not? Are the Wichita Wingnuts still a team? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Minor league baseball is the best for, like.
Or what's the Chicago, the Milk, the Dogs? The Chicago Dogs?
The Milwaukee Milkmen.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh man, there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
So, what's your guys' thoughts about the Jets so far?
I would like to know your thoughts on the Jets so far, beating your Senators 2-2.
Yeah, they beat the tar out of them tonight, eh?
Tonight?
I wasn't expecting that after the last game. Don, you must have thought the last game they had it in the bag, Sens, eh? They played pretty well. They look good. Pesky Sens, man.
Oh yeah, it's like, yeah. Brady can track
it. Surprise
some people. Well, okay, what's going to happen on Saturday then? I wonder. Game 3. No.
Oh, after they play again, eh?
Is it? No, they play Edmonton on Saturday, I think. Then they play here Monday.
I think Ottawa. Yeah, that's right. So it'll be the third game, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little. Kachuk and Harkins going at it there. I wonder if the Jets will have anything to say about that. I what's that?
It was Beaulieu there, 88, Beaulieu.
Beaulieu, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. I was that part of it, but I just saw Kachuk go after Harkins there in front of the bench. That was the part that I saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Kachuks are always involved. Do you guys see Tyler Myers? He gave Matthew Kachuk a pretty good butt end.
Oh, like
right in the face. Yeah, it reminded me kind of Sherratt doing it to Perry a couple of years
ago. Oh, yeah, you remember that? Perry was just crying. That was the best.
Oh, yeah. It's like what happens to those guys, you don't feel as bad. Right?
No, you really don't. It's totally That's funny. Yeah. That's one thing that I'm looking forward to out of this new divisional alignment is just the playoff feel and the carryover games, you know? It'll almost feel a little bit old school, I think. I don't think we'll see too much crazy stuff, but you can definitely tell after a couple games the tensions are kind of high, you know.
Yeah, well, and especially playing the kind of the baseball style schedule too, where they're playing teams like three or four times in a row.
Yeah, it's something that we would never ever thought we'd ever get a chance to see. It's I'll make sure I remember this season if we ever get through it, you know. But it's made for some good hockey so far.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah,
Don, what do you think of Ottawa's new jerseys?
I like the white ones better.
Yeah, I think I kind of do too. I think maybe it's because they didn't wear those black ones for very long in the 90s. Hey, like they switched over to that red and black.
Yeah.
The half jersey with like the wave pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of the same. I'm not a big fan of the black so much, but the whites look crispy clean.
Yeah, the black ones are good. I think it's they're too like dull though. Like they need a splash of white in there. They need some white on them.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. And I think it would just be a little sharper because with the I don't know, with like on TV, it almost just looks like they're wearing just all black jerseys.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah.
But they're pretty nice though, and I like the old school logo.
I was asking my neighbor about it the other day, and I was like, yeah, what do you think of the Sens new jerseys? He's like, Aussie man. He's like, it's just like kind of how the Sens are supposed to look in my eyes. Like they're the Sens of my childhood now. And he's like, I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Now, if only the Jets would switch to their heritage jerseys. Oh,
man. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It'd be so sick.
That would be the coolest.
That'd be like, jerseys are sound would fly off the shelves.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they switched those? I honestly, I don't think they're too far away from doing it. Like, I don't know if they ever would, but I know it definitely would go over well. It was a lot like renaming the team the Jets, right? Like,
yeah,
it was the best choice. Everybody knew it was the best choice.
Polar
Bears.
The Polar Bears. Can you imagine if we were like, ah, the Polar Bears gave the Sens a good game tonight?
Yeah.
Imagine if we were saying that. Those pesky Polar Bears, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't be.
That Polar Bear name is not bad, but it's not great. It's okay.
It's a good minor league name.
Yeah,
minor. Totally. Yeah, you call a minor league team the Polar Bears.
You remember that? Don, you have a Polar Bear jersey, the ones the Moose wore. Don't you have one of those?
Yes, I do.
Those Polar Bear jerseys were sick.
Those were nice.
It'd be like their third third jersey kind of thing, if it was the Polar Bears. It's like the one with the paw with the M on it. You guys know current gent I have on it?
You have Kyle Connor's Polar Bear jersey, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Number 41.
Yeah, you were 41, eh?
Yeah, what a weird... those rookie numbers are weird.
Don't you have an Adam Lowry, like, 47 jersey?
Yeah, Lowry, yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. Wow.
That's weird.
And then my brother has a Rossovic 50 Polar Bear jersey.
Man, those are some weird numbers, hey?
Yeah, they got their rookie numbers, and they kind of just get stuck with those when they go to the minors. It's kind of weird.
I even saw a picture there. Actually, I was on like Facebook Marketplace, and I saw it was like a Connor Hellebuck rookie card. It was him wearing number 30, and I was like, oh, yeah, he did wear number 30.
Yeah. And
yeah. Finally got that even looks strange to me.
Yeah, and then on his goal, that's 37.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I don't know. In terms of the Jets, I mean, I haven't actually watched too many games this year yet, but the play I have seen has been so-so, but I mean, they're 3-1, so
yeah,
can't really complain too much. I think tonight was for sure that's the team they need to be every night.
Yeah.
And the team they can be every night. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the goaltending looks great, which we kind of expected, and I think the top guys have been really good. So, you know, that's pretty solid. And I'm interested to see how like Billy Hainola's season's gonna go, and even Logan Stanley. It's been pretty good so far.
You know, really nice to see Logan Stanley get a look that early.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't expecting too much from him. I didn't really think he was going to get into any games this year. But, yeah, I'm so excited to see Sandberg. I hope we get Sandberg at some point because he just seems like he's pretty good. But, yeah, the Moose will be starting up soon. So,
yeah, that's right.
Perfetti's supposed to be playing for them, apparently, because the OHL, I don't think, is going this year.
Oh, that's great. Perfetti will be playing. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's weird that...
That should be interesting.
It's weird that the Milwaukee Admirals, the Charlotte Checkers... And there's one more team that are not playing this year.
Yeah, they opted out.
Yeah,
it would be Utica, right? Because we're taking some of not Vancouver's prospects.
Springfield. Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw the Jets are taking three of the Canucks prospects the other day. Yeah.
Because the borders thing, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, that makes sense. Because then they'd have to quarantine every time they come back.
Yeah, yeah, what a wild. What are they getting? 26 games or 24 games? It's just going to be a sprint.
Yeah. Well, and they're in a division with just them, Laval, and Toronto, right?
And,
or is there one more? Belleville, right? Belleville.
Yeah. And then there's the other division with, what is it, just the three teams, I think we saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's three teams. Providence and, like, Bridgeport and another team, and it's like, man.
Teams are going to kill each other.
Those teams are absolutely going to kill each other.
Yeah. Played 24 games against the same. Played both teams 12 times.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know who else I've actually been really surprised, but really impressed with is Derek Forbort.
Yeah.
He's been solid. He's a good pickup, and I think he's a good partner for Pionk as well.
I think he kind of, he was a fairly high draft pick, I remember, like 10 years ago or so. He was like 15th overall or something. Took him a while to kind of crack the lineup in LA, but once he got in, like he's been playing with Drew Doughty for the last few years on kind of a bad LA team.
Yeah,
I never really got to see him much. I knew what to expect out of him, but I think he made a pretty big statement in that first game when he saved that goal, and then they went down the ice, and I was like, oh man, like people are gonna love this guy. I feel like he's gonna be. I don't want to say like the next Mark Stewart because it looks like he can skate a little better, but he's been a pleasant surprise. I think he's gonna. He's kind of that big physical defenseman that I mean, nobody will ever replace Bufflin or, the group that we had 3 years ago. But it's a nice step towards that, a nice compliment to our kind of younger, smaller defenseman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I think I wasn't too sure about the signing because I just didn't know that much about him. He's been really good. So pretty surprised with him. And Kopp's looking pretty good too as well, moving up to that second line. So. Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting season, so.
Yeah,
I think they look okay so far.
Yeah, as long as a few little things go right. I think I was listening to Murat Atesh on 1290 today, and he was saying how Andrew Kopp has kind of become the new Matthew Perreault, as in he's the jumper cable, so they put him anywhere and he'll get the lines going.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of slid into that role. You can kind of put him anywhere now. What a nice piece to have, Andrew Kopp.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Good player. We'll see what happens with him. I think he's a RFA at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a UFA. He's 26, so.
That's right. I know he did arbitration a couple of years ago.
Yeah. But he seems to kind of, he seems like he's kind of had some, maybe not issues, but I think he wants to play higher in the lineup. And I remember just him kind of having a bit of a so-so answer when they asked about bringing Stastny back. I don't think he was upset, but I think he just kind of was like, you know, I kind of, I think he seems like he wanted a shot at that spot.
Yeah, I could have done that. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's getting a look in the top six because I think that's kind of that's the reason why Jack Roslovic is sitting out right now because, you know, he wasn't getting those opportunities either.
Yeah. I mean, with Roslovic, I think, I don't know. I mean, he's a good player, but I mean, he did have a lot of top six time last year with injuries, and he didn't really do too much of it. So, yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean he's not going to be a good player. And
yeah, he's just not going to be
like point producer, but I don't know. I think he's had opportunities. I don't think he's been held back too much.
Yeah.
Interesting that Pittsburgh's available for him, though, or that they want him. Yeah. I don't know. What you guys would take from Pittsburgh?
Gensel?
Yeah, I don't know.
Gensel? No, that's not happening.
Yeah.
One for one.
Malkin.
Malkin.
Yeah.
Does Eric Fair still play for Pittsburgh?
He's with Geneva.
Yeah, he's in like the Swiss League or something.
He's lighting it there, though.
I don't know who I would take from Pittsburgh. I don't know. I'm not too sure. I haven't really looked too far into it, but I can imagine he would fetch something like maybe I don't know, maybe like a third round pick or a third round pick with like a, you know, like a, I don't know, maybe a depth player. I don't really know what to expect from that trade or how long they'll hold him out. You know, maybe that is a deal that's done at the deadline.
Yeah. No, they got a couple defensemen that would be pretty good. I mean, I think, yeah, John Marino would be quite a stretch.
Yeah.
But a guy like Marcus Pettersson.
Oh, yeah.
It's not too bad. Yeah. Ryan Dumoulin. Good, like, second, third pair guys. That,
yeah.
Yeah. If the package somehow involved those guys, and then maybe we also sent a draft pick their way or something, that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, I don't know. If they're not from Minnesota or Finland, I don't know if we want them, though, you know.
That's all we have.
Yeah, pretty much. Bunch of Finns and Minnesotans. Minnesotans?
Is that right? Minnesotans, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
More Finns on the way, too.
Yeah.
You know, Vesalainen, that Nikkanen looked pretty good at the World Juniors.
Yeah, Nikkanen looked really good, yeah. Lots to be excited about. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you, Don? What do you think you'd want from Pittsburgh for Roslovic?
Probably a depth player or a roster player for sure, and a third or fourth round pick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you could get a roster player, that'd be great. But if you couldn't, I mean, I think we have enough depth right now that our forward group would still be okay.
That's probably like a roster player plus a fourth, or if we can't get a roster player, have like a third round pick.
Yeah, something like that.
So, in movies, are you like Adam Sandler movies?
I like some.
Yeah, you guys like
He's a bit of a spotty record, but, you know, he's hit the mark a few times.
What, Happy Gilmore?
Yes. Oh, yeah, like especially back in the 90s and early 2000s. Yeah, yeah, no, I like Adam Sandler. What's up? Is there something about him that you want to discuss?
I don't know. Because I got one of his...
Top five Sandler movies? Or?
Yeah, top five Adam Sandler movies.
Top five.
In no particular order. Like, I would say, I mean, I'm going to say all the classics because, I mean, there was one that was on Netflix recently. I can't remember what it was called. It was, his name started with an S, but I can't remember what the heck it was called. It was a Netflix original. It was really good. So I'm going to go with the unknown movie because I don't know what the heck it is. It's going to drive me crazy. Sandy Wexler, maybe? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I wish I could remember about it. I just really enjoyed it. And then I love Big Daddy. I quote Big Daddy all the time.
Big Daddy.
Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, like, it might as well be just one movie. Like, it's those two go hand in hand. And then, of course, Mr. Deeds is really good too, but
I love Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds is really good. It's very underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. And then, of course, Waterboy. Waterboy is just fantastic.
Yeah, Waterboy's great.
Well, what about
I pretty much agree with those for the most part. I liked The Wedding Singer. I thought The Wedding Singer was a good one.
One of the early ones, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I could think of, really. He was in a movie called Uncut Gems that came out not too long ago, but it was more of a serious role.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if we're just talking comedies, I'd say those. Yeah, Big Daddy and Mr. Deeds. Yeah.
I like
Mr. Deeds a lot, though.
When he's in those serious ones, like I think Spanglish was one of those as well. It's a very strange role to see him in.
It is bizarre. Yeah. Like, this one's still kind of funny, but it's a serious movie. Like, it's not really a comedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good, though.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about Eight Corona. Crazy Nights?
Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah. Is that kind of like a... Never seen that one? I think it's a more... cartoon.
It's been so long, I don't really remember.
Then the ones with Kevin James, David Spade.
Grown-ups,
yes.
I've never seen the Grown-ups movies.
Grown-ups is pretty good. It's just kind of, it's all those goofballs all in one movie, and it's a classic, I would say.
Who's that one? Oh,
not much of a movie buff, but I would say so, yeah.
All right. Who's the other one in there, the fourth one?
David Spade,
James.
Chris Rock, did you say?
Yes, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, yeah.
Chris Rock's in it, yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. It's real good.
Okay, let's take a little break for a brief message.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
And welcome back. And this is going to be the Q&A part. So, and I want to thank Tim Little for the outro and the advertising part. And you guys remember the... Where I pick three players and you have to name them in the draft year. So, this player's, he was drafted in 2001.
And I don't know.
he's second overall.
Oh, I might know this.
And,
second, okay.
Played for Ottawa, Dallas, and currently playing for Toronto.
Oh, Spezza?
Yeah.
He did play for Dallas, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Who went number one?
2001? That should be, I don't know. I only looked at number two.
I'm stumped, though. It was Kovalchuk.
Kovalchuk.
Yeah. Winnipeg Jets legend Ilya Kovalchuk.
Yeah. He doesn't still lead the team in points all time, does he?
I think so.
I think he might. We were past him in something, though. It was assists, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it was points, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Spezza. Who the heck went? Who? Yeah, okay. 2001. When were the Sedins drafted? 99?
99.
I think so.
They went 2-3.
Yeah. Right.
And, 2002, 30th overall, played for Atlanta and Winnipeg.
2002?
30th overall.
Oh, I know who that is.
Slater?
Yeah.
Yeah, GST.
Jimmy, he was a first-round pick.
Yeah, 30th overall.
Wait. Wow, I didn't know that.
2003.
U.S. Olympian as well, eh? Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah, you play for... Yeah. 2003, 11th overall. Sorry. Philly, Columbus, and currently playing for the LA Kings.
Jeff Carter.
Jeff Carter.
Yeah, it's Jeff Carter.
You know... You were, guys,
I always forget about brief.
Do you guys remember when he got traded from Philly to Columbus?
Yeah,
wasn't that for Voracek?
I think so, yeah.
Was that for Voracek? Oh, and then he was like, no, I don't want to play here.
Yeah, he gets shipped to LA.
Because they traded Richards to LA.
Yeah. It was like on the same day. I feel like they both got traded, or maybe it was like a day apart or something like that.
It was like at the draft. Yeah. At the draft, one got draft. Probably got draft. Trade at the draft. And then one.
That was following the whole Dry Island thing. Do you guys remember that with Philadelphia?
I remember there being something about Scott Hartnell's wife, and yeah, I just remember hearing a lot of rumors that Carter and Richards did some pretty sketchy stuff.
Yeah, I think Chris Pronger like slept with Scott Hartnell, I think, so.
Something like that, I don't know.
It's pure speculation.
Yes, you guys ever listen to the Jets podcast?
Which one?
The Jets podcast.
With Jamie Thomas?
With Jamie Thomas and Mitchell Clinton.
Ground Control?
Yeah, Ground Control, yeah.
So, no, I've listened
to it. They had the GST line on there, Glass, Thorburn, and Slater on there. And they were talking about how they got that nickname GST. And they say how when they came here, like everyone was like, chanting GST and everything. And Wheeler, they said, can't remember who said it, Wheeler was getting so upset by people are chanting the GST, and they're getting all this spotlight on them, like we're down in Atlanta. They have no spotlight, and like only people who had the spotlight on were like the bigger names. So like Wheeler, Heatley, Kovachak. Up here is like they get in some spotlight, and like
we just love the muckers.
Yeah, I feel like it's a pretty Winnipeg thing to just like
fall in love with the fourth line.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just they just like punch guys in the face and score the odd goal, and we love it. You know,
I remember I can't remember what podcast it was on, but I think Chris Thorburn was talking about it, how they were like. They would get like pinned in their own zone, and they were just getting like owned on a shift, and then the crowd would start like GST, GST, and they'd like try and get it out, and they just couldn't get it out, and the fans are still just like cheering. So, and they finally get the puck out, and it's like they scored a goal. The fans just erupt, and they just get off the ice. Like, could you imagine? Like those early years must have been so much fun. For those
party players. At Portage in Maine because the fourth line got the puck out of their zone.
Yeah, high and out off the glass.
Yeah, they chipped it down without it being icing.
Yeah. That's so funny, man.
Yeah, if you guys
I think Corsi wasn't a thing back then.
If you guys have a chance to listen to that episode, it's funny how they explain what Wheeler getting all upset that he's not getting any spotlight and they're getting all the spotlight.
Yeah.
I'd love to listen to that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he's in the prime of his career, and he's just getting overshadowed by these grinders.
That's awesome. Those are the good days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, because Tanner Glass is only here for 1 year, and then Thurman was just a couple of them. Yeah. And then Slater was here for like same length of Thorburn, or maybe a year longer or a year shorter. Because, yeah.
Shorter, I think.
I think he's at least he was here for the 2015 playoffs, and then I think after that he wasn't here.
Yeah, that was it. I think for Slates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he was awesome. I was a big fan of Jim.
Like him. Yeah. Like talking about grinders, who's your favorite grinder if you had to pick one?
On the Jets or like just in general?
Jets or
of all time?
Yeah.
Well, there were some good Red Wings grinders back in the day, Bernsey.
They did have some good ones.
Yeah.
I was always a fan of the guys like Draper and Maltby.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd describe him as a grinder or a power forward, but Johan Franzen in his prime was quite a good player.
He was such a prick.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was an asshole. I was a fan of the Red Wings, so I loved him, but... I was cheering for anyone else, I probably would have hated him. But yeah, he was good, and he could score too. So yeah, I'd say probably him. Mm-hmm. Probably Johan Franzen.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Favorite grinder. That's a really... I try to think of those Devils teams, and they were just kind of all grinders, like back in the day. That was kind of what I grew up watching. But honestly, like Chris Thorburn was just the lovable grinder. I think he had such an awesome personality, and I still remember, he was kind of the guy that would step in and fight, even though he would just kind of like lose all of his fights.
Yeah.
And his hair would just be all over the place. And then there was that one game against Boston where he fought Zdeno Chara and actually like took him down. And I honestly, I don't think I'd ever been more happy in watching a hockey fight like that. I was just so happy for him to do that because he was always such a good teammate on Winnipeg. And so I think Chris Thorburn just kind of comes to mind to me as probably my favorite grinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and occasionally you'd have some sort of like tote drag deke where he'd score an awesome goal, and everyone just loved him.
Yeah, yeah. He just seems like a good guy in general.
Yeah, yeah. I would say Thorbs. I didn't want to go with a Jet, but I'm going to go with Thorburn. Red Wings. Thomas Holmstrom was just like
Holmstrom. Holmstrom, great too.
The immovable object in front of the net.
Yeah, they had so many guys for a long time that just, like, they were just good net front guys. And, like, Holmstrom wasn't even that big. He was just, like, solid on his skates. Like, nobody could move him.
I could not imagine, especially in the early 2000s and, like, the late 90s, like, how much of a beating that guy must have taken. Guys like Darian Hatcher and, you know, those big, mean defensemen, like.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of thing, too, where, like, they still have, like defensemen still get away with quite a bit in front of the net, but back then it was a lot worse. Like, it was a lot worse.
Yeah, not an envious job, those guys.
Nope.
Did you guys see that documentary on Bob Probert?
No.
Yeah.
What's it called
again? Can't remember what it's called, but it's Bob Probert.
And Tough Guy? Is it called Tough Guy?
Tough Guy, I think so. It's on Amazon Prime, I think.
Amazon, yeah. Okay, I've seen it. I haven't seen the movie, but I'm making plans to watch it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
It's quite the life that guy lived.
A former guest of mine made an appearance on there.
Who was it? Daryl Stanley?
Yeah.
Well, no briefly, way. Oh, nice. Just
briefly, like, he fought Bob Probert, so he's kind of like a clip of him kind of fighting him in there. And so.
Yeah. That kind of puts Front Row Podcast on the map, eh? That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
More than it already was.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Is Scotty Bowman one of your favorite coaches, you guys?
I would say no for me. Honestly, I'm a big fan of Pat Burns. I was a big Pat Burns fan.
I'm a Pat Burns fan too.
Yeah.
Both the coach and my dad.
Father Pat.
Yeah. Father Pat.
Yeah.
He was a coach too. He was a pretty good coach. Coached a couple good A3 teams I played on.
Yeah, which Pat Burns am I even talking about, guys? Like,
The coach, Pat Burns, like the NHL coach, Pat Burns, passed away. I put him on my Facebook, rest in peace, Pat Burns. Then I talked to Rachel.
Oh, I remember.
And she told me, like, she got chills when she saw that. But she knew who I meant.
Yeah, I actually got a couple texts. I remember. I got some texts and calls when that happened because, like, people just saw, like, Pat Burns died and everyone was like, yeah, I actually got a few calls from people being like, oh, I heard the news. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, oh, about your dad. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? He's literally, like, eating toast in the kitchen. Like, he's not dead. And then I realized that they meant the coach. But yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's still kicking. He's doing well.
Yeah, I saw him at the store the other day.
I would say, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there.
Go ahead.
I would say that, you know, as much as I enjoy Pat Burns, the legendary head coach of the New Jersey Devils, Don Ross is a very good coach of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One time... WJHL. What division were we? Second division? Were we B division that we won?
I think so.
Rick Rippin at the time, I think.
The Rippin division.
Yeah, that was quite the championship run, Don. He left.
Where'd he go?
I don't know where he went. Apparently something happened. Oh, he's got the championship trophy.
Oh, look at that.
That's right, he's still got it. Looks like something else. But,
it's not a bear bone.
The one we got with our team in 2011 or whenever we won is just destroyed. That thing was done. That thing was done like 2 months after we got it.
Was it the beer dispenser like that one?
Yeah. Yeah, we partied too hard with it.
That's awesome. That was quite the run we went on in 2013 to win that, Don. We won that in overtime.
Yes, with Jeff Hoffer as being a D-man.
Yeah, he was my defense partner.
Yes. Nice. He had took him under
my wing.
We almost had one with the Gems this year, but your buddy Adam Huseman there took it away from us.
Yeah.
You're going to have to ask him about that. You know, hey, Huseman, why don't you let the kids play, eh?
Tell him I got some unfinished business with him.
Well, I think he's last year.
Just kidding. Don't tell him that, because then he'll score like 20 goals against us next year.
And I think I look at his stats, and his last year he had 116 points.
In junior, yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Holy. The guy should play opposite hand, it sounds like.
Yeah, honestly, he should. He was like, he would just turn it on and score goals whenever he wanted to.
I have like 160 points in like 25 years of hockey.
Yeah, I don't think I've even come close to that many points. I'm about 100 points off of that, probably.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you know he roomed with Eric Cromwell?
I did hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun tonight, Don.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Anytime.
You guys stay classy.
Yeah.
And no problem here. Classy,
drive safe.
Drive safely.
We're always classy, so we're good.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.